Welcome back to Heinz Field. Jason Earl alongside Tyler Moran on WPTS Radio. It's Pitt 10, North Carolina 7, and it's a 3rd-and-21 for the Tar Heels. Sam Howell drops back, has pressure, finds his receiver, Michael Carter, on a short pass. He has room along the left sideline, and he's up to about the 37-yard line before being pushed out of bounds, but it's still not enough despite what was about a 20-yard gain for Carter. It's still going to bring on the punt team for North Carolina, and was about 13 yards on the gain for Carter, the junior running back from Navarre, Florida. And the punt team will come out for the Tar Heels. John Vardzell, the freshman from local North Allegheny High School, back to return for Pittsburgh. Punt coming from Ben Kiernan. Takes the high snap and punts it away to the right. Vardzell will fair catch it at around the 25. And he safely completes the fair catch, and the Panther offense will be back on the field with a 10-7 lead, led by Mark Whipple in his first season at the helm as offensive coordinator for Pittsburgh. And the last drive for Pitt ended in a 2-yard Kenny Pickett rushing touchdown for their first score for 6 on the night. So with 9:53 here in the second quarter, the Panther offense is back out on the field with a chance to extend the lead.
Yeah, making this a 2-possession game would be big for the Panthers. And if Kenny Pickett can come out here, score quickly, that would be nice because the defense is playing lights out tonight. And if the offense can be on the same page, it'll be great for Pittsburgh.
Pickett is in the shotgun. Taysier Mack on the left side, Jacques-Louis on the right. Pickett takes the snap and drops back, looking deep down the middle to Shockey Jacques-Louis. Catches made at the 35 in motion, and he continues the 10, the 5, the left pylon. Touchdown for Shockey Jacques-Louis, and it's another Panther score. Pickett to number 18, Shockey Jacques-Louis. Panthers lead at 16-7. What a completion all the way into the end zone was Shockey Jacques-Louis for the Panthers score.
It feels like his second score of the night, but again, it was only his first. He beat DJ Ford, and again, the play-action play that worked earlier with Nazir Mack works once again, and I think the Panthers should just keep going to that because it gets them a huge gain that resulted in a touchdown, and the Panthers are now, after the extra point, likely going to be up by 10 points here.
One play, 74 yards and 12 seconds on the deep completion to Shockey Jacques-Louis. He outraced all of the North Carolina secondary and beat him to the goal line as well. Alex Kessman tacks on the extra point to make it 17-7 Pittsburgh after the big 74-yard touchdown from Pickett to Jacques-Louis. What a play by the Panthers. So with 9:41 to go in the second quarter, we'll take a break. It's 17-7 Pitt right here on WPTS Radio, your student home for all things Pitt sports. Welcome back to Heinz Field. It's Pittsburgh 17, North Carolina 7. After a quick offensive drive by the Panthers that resulted in a 74-yard touchdown pass to Shockey Jacques-Louis. Jason Earl alongside Tyler Moran bringing you the action tonight. There's 9:41 to go in this second quarter, and Tyler, so far tonight, no more East French, no problem for the Panthers. Shockey Jacques-Louis with 2 catches for 84 yards and a score.
Yeah, Shockey Jacques-Louis and Tazir Mack have been having field days out there in the absence of Maurice French, and the Panthers scoring in the second quarter of games has not been a rare occurrence. They outscore opponents 95-23 in the second quarter, but the goal for the Panthers in this game is to play a complete game as opponents outscore them in the third and fourth.
So Alex Kessman will kick off once again in this second quarter as Sweet Caroline plays here in Heinz Field. Once again, a full student section on this Thursday night. Maybe they don't have class tomorrow, Tyler, but they'll be out here for this one between the Panthers and Tar Heels. Back to return for North Carolina, Michael Carter alongside Antonio Williams. And kick is to the 8-yard line and returned by Carter. He goes through the middle, and he's taken down at about the 25. Kessman didn't get all of that one and allows for the return from Michael Carter, the junior running back.
Yeah, shorter kick there for Kessman, but it didn't matter as the kicking team came down and made a quick stop right there to put them at the 24-yard line right there, or 25, so exactly where they would have been if they had a touchback.
So it'll be a 1st-and-10 for the Tar Heels from the 25. Sam Howell, who has been one of the best quarterbacks in the ACC this season, is 10 of 11 for 93 yards and a touchdown tonight, but facing a very tough Panther defense that's one of the best in the nation. Howell in the shotgun, and a man in motion is Daz Newsom. Takes the shotgun snap and hands off to his running back, Williams, who breaks free through the middle with plenty of room. Jason Pinnock will try to chase him down. He's up to the 15-yard line of the Panthers and finally taken down by Pinnock. But what a run by Antonio Williams to respond to the Panther touchdown from the last drive.
Yeah, he had all the daylight right there. Hole opened up wide open right there, and he had all the space to run. The third-string running back there for the Tar Heels, get them back in this game and back in this game in a hurry.
And just as the Panthers like to use a few backs, the Tar Heels do the same. That time it's Antonio Williams. Powell takes the Bell High shotgun snap and hands off this time to Michael Carter. Carter is up to about the 10 through the middle for a 6-yard gain. Will bring up a 2nd and 4 as the Tar Heels are in the red zone once again.
Yeah, you got to wrap up right there. Amir Watts misses the tackle and allows Carter to get a few more yards and make the second down a lot shorter than it had to be.
So the Panthers still up 10 with 8:40 to go in the second. But North Carolina knocking on the door again. Howell is in the shotgun. Has a back to his left. He hands off to Carter. Carter jukes a man and is out to the right before being stopped by Paris Ford right around the 9.
Yeah, Paris Ford has been all over the place this season. He's been having a great sophomore season after the doubters were, you know, people were doubting him, and he has just shown up this year and played great, and he makes a big stop right there, and it is now a 3rd down and 2 here for the Tar Heels.
And it's the 4th tackle of the night for Paris Ford, the redshirt sophomore safety from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Steel Valley High School. A 3rd down and 2 from the 8 for North Carolina. Sam Howell is in the shotgun. They're on the right hash. 2 receivers out to the right side, and the running back is Antonio Williams, who had the carry to get him into the red zone. Now Howell under center. Takes the snap, drops back, fakes a handoff. He has pressure coming from 4 Panther defenders. Heaves it up to the right pylon, and it's tipped away by Panther defense. Paris Ford was there along with Damari Mathis. And the Panthers are able to escape the 3rd down attempt from the Tar Heels. Dane Jackson as well credited for the tip on that one, bringing up a 4th and 2.
Yeah, the Panthers were ready for that funky formation change, and Sam Howell threw an ill-advised ball there. That was almost picked off, but there were 3, as you said, 3 Panther defenders right there to make sure that there was not a catch, and they line up for a field goal.
So this one will be about 25 yards, not too difficult, at least shouldn't be, for Noah Ruggles for North Carolina. From the right hash, snap is down, hold is down, and the kick is up and good easily for Noah Ruggles, the sophomore from Odessa, Florida.
Yeah, and the Tar Heels make this now a 1-possession game here, 17-10. And that's that was big for them to come out there and reply to the Panthers' quick one-play score, and they get a real big play of themselves and end up putting points on the board.
With 7:36 now to go in the second quarter and the North Carolina quick score, it'll make it 10-17. Panthers on top here at Heinz Field. We'll be back right after this on WPTS Radio, your student home for all things Pitt sports. Welcome back to Heinz Field. It's Pittsburgh 17, North Carolina 10 with 7:36 to go in the first half tonight. Jason Earle alongside Tyler Moran here for WPTS Radio. And quite the drive from the Tar Heels, led by Antonio Williams and his 59-yard run right through the gut of this Panther defense. Prior to that carry, he had just 1 rushing attempt tonight and just 1 rushing yard. But he carries that one all the way to the Panther red zone and ends up with a North Carolina field goal to cut the Panther lead to 7 midway through the second quarter.
Yeah, the Tar Heels responded from the big play that Pitt had with a big play of their own. And that is something that Pitt is prone to doing after they have a big play or a real big drive. They will end up letting a big play up like that, and that's just something that they need to cut down on if they want to be winning these games by more, by bigger margins of victory. You know, Pittsburgh is always, they're usually up and they let their opponents come back, so let's see if they can keep the foot on the gas here for the entire game.
Long kickoff comes from the freshman Jonathan Kim, but Jacques-Louis returns it from the goal line and goes all the way from the right side to the left side, and he's tracked down at the 15 and taken down immediately there.
A flag here on the play.
And Don Chapman took him down. We'll see what the flag is.
Either it's going to be either a holding or maybe a late hit. I'm not too sure. It kind of came at the end of the play, so I don't think it was. They didn't call it before the end of the play, so.
And officials discussing the ruling on this one, and they're going to say no foul on the play. So with that, Pittsburgh will set up shop from its own 17-yard line. And Tyler, not sure about the decision there from Shockey Jacques-Louis to take that one back. It was kicked to about the goal line, and he went from the right side all the way over to the left side of the field and was stopped at the 17.
Yeah, you know, he's not, obviously we know with Maurice French being out, he's not the traditional kick returner for the Panthers, so a little bit of inexperience right there, and it cost them about 8 yards there, but the Panthers will look to continue moving up the field.
So Pitt up 7, we'll start from their own 17. Kenny Pickett is 9 of 16 tonight with 196 yards. He takes the snap and now rolls out to the right. Looking for the right side, still scrambling, and now will take it himself up to about the 18-yard line. And we'll get a flag there, surely going to be a late hit this time on the North Carolina Tar Heels, and that will push the Panthers forward.
Yeah, that was definitely a late hit. And Kenny Pickett gets up gingerly right there, so hopefully he's going to be all right. But that was uncalled for. That was not really a smart hit by the North Carolina defender. It was just late. He was going out of bounds. That was kind of uncalled for. And I believe the person number 21, that's Chaz Surratt, the top defender for the Tar Heels. And that was just, you know, ill-advised. That did not need to happen.
And Pickett got up to about the 25-yard line before being pushed out of play. But with the penalty, the Panthers will move up all the way to the 42. And they will have a first and 10 there.
Yeah, and again, as I mentioned, like Chaz Surratt, the leader of this defense, that can't be happening. It's got, as Amir Watts happened earlier, these veteran players are making costly errors for their team, so they need to really cut that out if they want to win the games respectively here.
So now Kenny Pickett in the shotgun, three receivers out to the right side, one to the left. He takes the belt, high snap, and drops back. Has some time, looking deep to the right side for Taysier Mack. Mack is able to bobble it and just misses. Well defended by the Tar Heels. Then they're in the area. It was Miles Dorn and DeAndre Hollins, and Pickett has been looking for Mack all night, and there is a flag on the play in the backfield here.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that would be, and it looks like it's going to be roughing the passer on Kenny Pickett, so the Panthers are going to pick up another 15 yards after the penalty of the previous play.
So the Tar Heels, with their fourth penalty of the night right there, will move Pittsburgh up into North Carolina territory at the 42-yard line. And two costly penalties for the Tar Heels have allowed the Panthers to build something out of this drive, and it's going to go on the nose tackle, Aaron Crawford, for the Tar Heels to put Pittsburgh with a first and 10 from the 42 in Tar Heel territory.
Yet another senior, again, another senior making a costly error for their team.
So this time in the Wildcat is A.J. Davis with Valik Carter to his right. Pickett lined up on the outside. Handoff goes to Valik Carter along the left. He's up to about the 35 before being wrapped up by a few Tar Heels, including John Chapman, the freshman free safety from San Diego, California.
Yeah, nice game for the Panthers there with Valik Carter getting a 6-yard gain. Oh, interesting Wildcat formation. Typically we see Vincent Davis in the Wildcat, but they decided to use A.J. Davis right there and end up working out for a pretty good game.
Second and 2 from the 34, and 6.5 on the dot to go in this second quarter, as the Panthers will look to pad this 17-10 lead. Kenny Pickett is in the shotgun, one receiver on the left, one on the right. He's got a back to his left and behind him. He takes the knee-high snap, drops back, shakes the defender, now moves to the right side around the 40-yard line and will throw it away to bring up a 3rd and 2.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett, that was a smart throwaway, but he did have Tazir Mack on the outside right there against Storm Duck, but Kenny Pickett did not see him as he rolled out to the other side of the pocket. But again, that was better, smarter to throw the ball away instead of forcing the ball and, you know, turning the ball over, and Kenny Pickett is doing a better job than he has been the past 2 games.
So a crucial 3rd and 2 here for the Panthers. They're in North Carolina territory at the 34 with 6:11 to go in this second quarter. Pickett's under center. He hands off to his running back, Valik Carter, who shakes the defender, is now out to the right side. A shoestring tackle made by North Carolina's Don Chapman. Carter has enough for the first down, moving the Panthers forward with a 1st and 10 from the Tar Heel 28.
Yeah, that's a great tackle by Chapman right there, because if not, Valik Carter was going to pick up at least 5 to 10 more yards right there. He would have got a lot more yards, but that was a great tackle from him. But the Panthers are approaching the red zone and the end zone for the third time of the game.
Malik Carter now being more involved with this Panther offense in this second quarter. 5:34 to go in this first half. Pickett is now under center. Now he drops back to the shotgun. Carter is to his right. John Varzell in motion. Pickett Hake takes the handoff to Varzell. Now looks right, has Varzell for a screen pass. He's pushed out of bounds at the 29.
That was not Mark Whipple's best play call right there. Just a little dump off route to Vardell, and it actually gets a loss of one, at least it's going to appear. And not the best call for Whipple right there. Let's see what the Panthers are going to draw up here on second down.
So the time continues to tick down in this second quarter. Kenny Pickett is in the shotgun. Two receivers lined up on the right side and one on the left. There's five in the secondary for Carolina. Pickett drops back. Looks to the left side, breaks away from a tackle, and he has room through the middle of the field, slides at about the 13. An incredible run from Kenny Pickett through the middle as he continues to be an effective rusher. He's the leading rusher for Pittsburgh tonight, and he gets the Panther first down that time.
Yeah, when the pocket collapses, Kenny Pickett is very good at making space and, you know, getting a lot of yards right there. Kenny Pickett, sneaky athleticism, picks up another first down and now in the red zone.
Now he's alone in the shotgun. Three receivers to the left, two to the right. Takes the knee-high snap and drops back. Defender coming, and he is sacked at the 19-yard line. And well played by Ty Murray, the freshman defensive tackle from Pickett's left side. And so the Panthers will face a second and 14 from the 19-yard line.
Yeah, coming off the blind side right there. Kenny Pickett, nothing he could do about that. Couldn't use that sneaky athleticism to move out of the pocket that time. Came too quick, and it is a four-yard loss for the Panthers.
Panthers really milking the clock in this second quarter on this drive. 3:55 to play here, and it'll be a second and 14. This drive started with 7 minutes and 36 seconds to go in the second quarter, so it's nearing 4 minutes in its time length. Pickett drops back. This time finds Jacques Louis on a screen pass crossing through the middle. Jacques Louis up to about the 7-yard line, and Shockey Jacques Louis continues to find success tonight as the Panther receiver is up to about the 7.
Yeah, Jacques Louis right there breaks open on the mesh route right there and gets a lot of yards after carry right there, about 13. And he's having himself a really good game for the Panthers, stepping in for the senior Maurice French. And expected to be targeted here now real close to the end zone.
Third and 2 from the 7 for Pitt. Pickett alone in the shotgun, takes the chest high snap, screen pass to A.J. Davis on the right side, and he is wrapped up by Greg Ross at about the 7.
Yeah, they sniffed that out very easily. They kind of knew, they saw the bubble screen from right there. Not the play call you want there on 3rd and 2 from your own 7, but the field goal team will come out to make this a 2-possession game once again.
So the Panthers looking to increase their lead to make it 20-10. Alex Kessman with one field goal already tonight. That one was from 41 yards. This one just about 25. And it is from the right hash. Christodoulou, the holder, places it down. Kessman's kick is up and no good to the right of the post from about 25 yards. Alex Kessman cannot connect. And so a big missed opportunity there from Pittsburgh with 2:33 to go in this second quarter as Kessman was off the mark on what should have been a chip shot.
Yeah, Alex Kessman has struggled from those short-range kicks right there. We know in the Penn State game he missed that 19-yard field goal. And again, a 25-yarder, you have to be making that to make that a two-possession game here. In this type of game, this environment, that has to be made. Alex Kessman can do better than that.
So instead, the Tar Heels will take over from their own 20-yard line after the missed attempt by Kessman from 25 out. Sam Howell in the shotgun has a back to his left. It's Michael Carter. He hands off to Carter, and he is immediately taken down in the backfield at the 17-yard line for about a loss of 3.
Yeah, that was a great stop there from number 92 for the Panthers right there, and he was able to bring him down. You know, the Tar Heels, they like to do that. They like to, you know, the fake the pass right into a draw, and the Panthers were ready for that.
Tyler Bentley's a freshman from Westchester, Ohio, there for the tackle on the Panther defensive line. 2 minutes now to go in the second quarter and a second and 13. Low snap to Sam Howell. He drops back to about his 5, throws it off balance down the middle of the field. 4 Panthers in the area intended for Michael Carter, but tipped away, and it'll bring up a 3rd and 13.
Yeah, Sam Howell there's a lot of pressure on him right there. Got real nervous, threw a prayer ball with 4 Panther defenders in the area and to no avail. His receiver actually, or number 8, Michael Carter, actually the running back, actually almost came down with that. Very surprising, but that was just not Howell's best throw. More of a true freshman move, if I do say so myself.
Panther defense allowed a touchdown in the first quarter, but they have been nothing short of stellar here in the second. Third and 13 from the Tar Heel 17. Howell takes the chest high snap and drops back, searching for a receiver. Rolls out to his right, has a receiver who makes the catch at about the 33, and it's going to be caught by Bo Corrales, who scored the lone touchdown for North Carolina tonight.
Yeah, the Panthers' pressure was all right there, and Howell was able to escape the pocket and make a beautiful throw to convert on a long third down play to keep the drive alive for the Tar Heels.
Heels must move quickly with a minute 35 to go in the first half. Dropping back is Howell, finds a man to his left. The screen pass good to Daz Newsome, who has more. He's all the way up to the 42 in Panther territory as Sam Howell gets another completion, his 12th of tonight.
Yeah, North Carolina, they are moving the ball very quickly here now in enemy territory, and they look to put on points before the end of the half.
And for Daz Newsome, that is his fourth reception of the night to lead North Carolina. Sam Howell is in the shotgun from the 43. He drops back, looks right now, looks left, has completion to Deami Brown, who makes the catch and is up to about the Panther 34. A minute 09 to go now for the Tar Heels in their last-minute drive here of the first half.
Demari Mathis is the shoelace tackle right there and stops that from being a larger gain.
So they're at the 34, and it's a second and two. Screen pass was to Michael Carter, but he dropped it, and it'll bring up a third down and two now from the 35, and the clock finally stops here at 53 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, costly drop by Carter right there. I'm sure Mac Brown, head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels, is not going to like to see that, but it's now going to be third and short, and the Panthers' front seven is going to try to lock up here and stop the Tar Heels.
Panther defense being put to the test here against one of the best quarterbacks in the conference, a true freshman in Sam Howell. The 6'2 quarterback from Indian Trail, North Carolina, leads NCAA freshman with 26 passing touchdowns. He is in the shotgun with Antonio Williams to his left, and Pittsburgh will take a timeout. They will have one more remaining following this one. The Tar Heels have saved theirs up. They still have all three. But Siler with 53 seconds left in a third and two. Can you pull out your Tony Romo here? What do you see from the Tar Heels coming up?
I'm going to say, interesting, Jason. I'm going to say, actually, it's going to be quick play action. It's going to be a rollout to the right. And I do actually think Sam Howell is going to convert. It's going to be a close conversion, but I do think it's going to be play action, rollout, first down. Tar Heels keep the ball moving. That's my prediction.
And for North Carolina, their kicker is Noah Ruggles. He has already hit one tonight. It was short. The Tar Heels will be back out on the field quick here, looking to convert and continue this drive. Reminder, it's 17-10. If they do convert a touchdown here, we will go into halftime absolutely tied at 17 points apiece. It's a third and two from the 35. Sam Howell has been superb tonight. He's 13 of 17, 141 yards and a touchdown. The guy's thrown only five interceptions all season long and none tonight. He is in the shotgun, running back to his right. It's Antonio Williams. Takes the snap, hands off to Williams. He's up to about the 31. That is going to be good for the first down. They ran it right up the guts of their guy, Antonio Williams, who has had a successful night. He's now got about 62 rushing yards.
Yeah, 48 seconds left in the half, and I'm still not Tony Romo, but the hurry-up offense here for the Tar Heels.
And he fumbles the shotgun snap. Williams dives on it as North Carolina had to move quickly. And Williams dives on the misplaced snap, and it was a low snap for Sam Howell.
Yeah,
and Antonio Williams with the heads-up play.
Yeah, bad snap by the center right there, and Howell, you know, mishandles that ball. But the Tar Heels are really going to want to score here, at least get a field goal, because Pittsburgh does get the ball back at half, so there is a possibility that out of the half, Pittsburgh can make this a two-possession game and really put the pressure on the Tar Heels in the second half.
And North Carolina, again, a team at 4-5. Every game is crucial, and every end-of-half drive is crucial, especially in this position. It'll be a second and 17 from the Panther 37. Now, the Tar Heels this season are 4-5, but they have had eight games decided by 7 points or less, which is the most by any team in the AP poll era going back all the way to 1936. Their combined record of the teams that they've lost to is 38-9. Teams like Clemson, Appalachian State, Wake Forest, Virginia, and Virginia Tech, all of those have clinched bowl eligibility in 2019. So a solid Tar Heel team that has been searching for any way they can get a victory and try and clinch bowl eligibility by the end of this year, and this is a crucial drive in doing just that. Sam Howell is in the shotgun, second and 17 from the 37. Takes the snap, drops back. Pressure from both sides by the Panthers. He is wrapped up at the 46-yard line. It's a Pittsburgh sack from Jalen Twyman and Hava Baldonado.
And there is Twyman. He's after mentioning him earlier, he finally gets in the action here, puts the pressure on along with Baldonado, and that's going to be the second sack for the Panthers today. The pressure is finally on, and that's what they needed. And it's a third and forever for the Tar Heels, and it's looking like a score in this half is going to be harder to accomplish.
And a loss of 9 yards for Sam Howell as he's pushed all the way back to the Panthers' 46-yard line, bringing up a third and 26, as you mentioned, Tyler. That's exactly what you don't want to do there, is fall out of field goal range, and now third and forever, as you mentioned, with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, I just don't know what play they're going to call here. I mean, with 30 seconds left, it's going to be tough for Pittsburgh to score here because, you know, you would punt after that. But I could see North Carolina trying to at least get it back to within 10 yards, kind of see something right there, maybe a screen here. But there's really not much you could do, not much in the playbook with third and 26. So
Panther defense pumping up the crowd, the bench on their feet as well, and they want the Panther fans in attendance here at Heinz Field on their feet. We're back out, each team with one timeout remaining. 30 seconds to go. It's a third and 26 for North Carolina from the Panther 46. Sam Howell takes the knee-high snap and drops back, looks across the middle. Diving catch is made by Daz Newsome, but there's a flag on the play, and it was stripped away by Damar Hamlin, who's running across the field back to the 50 now. Whistle has been blown, and we'll see what happened here. It looked to be completed by Newsome, but there is a flag.
Yeah, they might be calling either targeting or unnecessary roughness, but I don't know if you're Damar Hamlin, I don't know what you can do there. I mean, he's defenseless as long with the offensive player. But
and it is going to go on the defense. Damar Hamlin doesn't even know it. He's on the other side of the field celebrating with Damari Mathis, but it's a penalty on the Panthers. And so on the third and 26 from Pittsburgh's 46-yard line, the Panthers are called for the penalty, and this one is going to be reviewed in a wacky end of the first half that we've seen here, Tyler.
Yeah, but, like, what is Damar Hamlin supposed to do? That was not head-to-head contact. I think that was a clean hit. I think there's – and that was also not a fumble. I don't know. Damari was getting all very excited about getting a turnover. That was – the receiver never had possession. But I just don't see what Damar has to do. No helmet – okay, after a second – review, it looks like there may have been helmet down contact, but I don't know if they're going to call targeting on this. This is the second targeting call of the game, and it was overturned earlier. I think this one's going to get overturned as well, looking at it from a different angle, but I just don't know, you know, what Damar Hamlin could do there.
Now, the diving catch was made by Newsome. Hamlin knocked it out, but in the process, as you mentioned, Tyler, was called for targeting, and as we look at the replay, there is clearly some helmet-to-helmet contact. Now, the officials will have to rule whether Hamlin could have avoided this and perhaps gone in more with the shoulder onto Newsome. And this could be a game-changer. With 24 seconds to go in the second quarter, the Panthers lost Paris Ford earlier in the year due to a targeting penalty. And now Damar Hamlin, the other star safety for Pittsburgh, could be out of this one tonight.
And he is going to get ejected for target. Damar Hamlin will be out for the remainder of this game and for the first half against the Virginia Tech Hokies. That is a big loss for the Panthers, a very, very big loss for the Panthers, Jason.
And it is certainly a big change of emotions for the Panther fans in attendance as well. Looked like at first Pittsburgh might have gotten an incompletion on third and 26 late in this first half, but instead, not only does North Carolina now get the first down, but Damar Hamlin has been ejected from the contest. Jazzy Stocker is in to replace Hamlin. Stocker, the redshirt senior from Coatesville, PA, playing his second-to-last game at Heinz Field.
Yeah, like losing Damar Hamlin is going to loom large for the Panthers as he is the defensive captain, or one of the defensive captains here for the Panthers.
First and 10 from the 31. Low snap to Howell. He drops back, looks deep to the right side, and it is intercepted by the Panthers, and it's Theron Coleman, or correction, Damari Mathis, with the pick for the Panthers up to about the 15-yard line. And how about that for a bounce-back play? They lose DeMar Hamlin, and Damari Mathis is in for the Pittsburgh interception.
There is a flag on the play, though, Jason. I don't know exactly what it is. They may call defensive pass interference, but I don't think they will, but there is a flag on the play.
There's a flag at about the 5-yard line. And the officials continue to discuss. And, Tyler, the last minute of this quarter has seemingly gone on for about 10 minutes.
Exactly.
And the Panthers will keep the first down.
And there we go, the first turnover. I could see where they were thinking about it, but they did not call the penalty right there. But there you go, the first turnover force for the Panthers defense. And that was a beautiful pick by Damari Mathis right there. The jump in front of that route. Again, kind of a floater ball for Sam Howell, his first really big mistake of the game.
An outstanding pick by Mathis as the Panthers will have the first down going the other way. 17-10, the Panther lead as they prevent a late score from North Carolina. And Pittsburgh from their own 10 will just kneel it to end this first half on top. Tyler, your final thoughts from kind of a strange first couple quarters here at Heinz Field.
I mean, the defense is playing as advertised, and the offense is playing better than expected. A lot more big plays from this Panther offense that we have not seen the entire season.
Offensively, the Panthers have been without Mo French for the entire game, and now they will be without one of their best defensive players in Damar Hamlin for the final 30 minutes of this one. You won't want to miss it. It's 17-10 Pittsburgh with 30 minutes of football to play. Second half coming up after this, but first, we'll take it back to the studio for our halftime show. Once again, Jason Earle and Tyler Moran will be back with you for the second half tonight. 17-10 Pitt at Heinz Field. You're listening to WPTS Radio, your student home for all things Pitt sports.